When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Well, I'm excited. I haven't been part of a Sex Monday in a long time. That's coming up in about 25 minutes. I can't wait to see what we have in store.
All right, Rocco. Well, we're going to have a little accidental sports talk right now.
Oh, there's a button for that somewhere.
I was just looking at the Kraken's game time tonight.
Yes, it's 7 o'clock our time. Mm-hmm. And the Kraken, the Seattle hockey team that's like a two-year-old franchise, is playing the Dallas Stars tonight at 7, and it's,
Game 7.
Game 7.
Oh, yeah.
In Dallas. Yep. And I saw Patrick Royce, and I said, Royce, I said, are you rooting for the Kraken? I hate the Kraken. That's the dumbest damn name. And I mean, he was just, and then I said, well, you know, my family lives out there. They have for a long time. Oh, then he was like, oh, okay. And then, really, the only good thing he told me was that the very first Stanley Cup was won by the team that played in Seattle, and it was more like a amateur pro thing in 1919. He said that was the first hockey town.
Okay.
I would have never got that.
Yeah, I would have never known that. So I'm like, you taught me something today, Royce. I said, but I'm going to be watching that game because it's a 7 o'clock game. And
it's on ESPN.
Yeah, and I really hope they win because then I really want the Kraken to hire Harry Hamlin and do some kind of a, you know.
Release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken promotion at the, you know, the next home game or something. Wouldn't that be great?
It could go. It's either way.
And he's like, Royce, he's like, that's a terrible name. And I said, that is a great hockey name.
I like it too.
Everyone likes it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a great name.
I said, don't get me going on that buoy or whatever is supposed to be the sea monster. I wanted a scarier mascot is what I would have preferred. After all, it is hockey.
There's a mascot and he's not the Kraken?
No, he's the sea. I have the whole story.
Yeah, okay. But I think they call him buoy. Don't read it. It'll just disappoint you and burst your bubble.
Buoy, the sea troll?
It is the sea troll.
Okay, yeah, not in there.
That's a disconnect.
But we'll see.
Naming a sea troll buoy. No sea troll could hold his head high if he was named buoy.
And whoever went to the Twins game yesterday, they scored 16 runs.
Wow, how exciting.
I know it. That's
the bats were Kraken.
Yes, I saw something like that's the most they've scored in a weekend ever, I think, at Target.
You know what? That's field. Good.
Good.
That's
their good. Bats that's were, they needed
Kraken,
it to
that's
move.
Good.
Wow, I wish I had the button for accidental sports talk.
I know, it's on there. Oh, well. And then the other thing, the boys were over yesterday and we watched the 76ers and the Celtics.
Mm.
Marky Mark was there, Bob Kraft and
his
wife.
Was it a good game?
No.
No, it was good after the first period.
Okay.
Or quarter. What do we call it?
NBA's been weird, like all these blowouts. You know, you turn on to want to watch a good game and then one team wins by 20.
But it was tied after the first quarter or
and
period.
Then Boston.
And then the second.
Tatum took over. He had 51
points. The Philadelphia 76ers only scored 3 points in an entire period.
Now that is terrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Their coach was going crazy.
Oh, I'm sure.
They was going
crazy.
Well,
I felt like it was a sports weekend, too, because we watched Air. no, that felt like, I mean, that was
because we watched Rocky, and that was boxing.
It was, Julia. That was an accident. I mean, I had no idea the Air. I was taken with the story of the guy who, they had a mad shoe scientist. At all these, you know, that you had
such
somebody
good,
who was a shoe scientist. And
then
you have leading man Ben Affleck who's really better at character roles and being amazing as Phil Knight. But the real scene stars are Viola Davis and Matt Damon.
He's
as
so good.
Sonny Vaccaro, and then she is Michael Jordan's mom. And then that Sonny was so involved with that thing with the athletes so that they can make money. And it just was a great sports story.
It's a good one. But so I want to correct my thing. If you're going to watch Air, when the Wheaties box comes up, it's in the convenience store scene.
Okay.
It's not in, I've been corrected.
Yeah.
But that does happen.
Anyway, I don't know how that doesn't get remembered Oscar nominated. The only thing, and you're gonna, I wonder if it's made WikiFeet. I haven't looked because I just thought it'd be, it's too nuts that I even know about WikiFeet. But
I don't the even one know part what WikiFeet of Air,
is. I WikiFeet is.
Okay, never mind.
It's feet. It's the Wikipedia
it's where,
feet.
Yeah, foot fetishes. Foot fetishes. Check out celebrity.
So I didn't realize until the very end of Air, but, you know, we do see Ben Affleck playing Phil Knight, who's the CEO, founder of Nike. And he's, you know, Mr. Buddha, and he's got his bare feet up on his desk. And I, Julia, did not like... Okay. Okay, seen Ben Affleck's feet. They look like long hot dog buns. No, it was.
And if you want
it was a bone crushing.
I need to look at him.
Oh my goodness. And then, you know, at the end of the movie, they show Phil Knight that he did do that and he did have that.
Don't tell everyone.
The crimpy hair. I'm not giving away anything, but I'm just saying. I almost took a picture of Ben's feet, and then I felt disturbed that I wanted to do that. And I just thought, I need to forget these feet as fast as I saw them.
Okay, have you?
Well, they stick out in my mind because
I feel like we're still talking about them.
I wanted them to be so much more attractive.
You know who shows a lot of feet is the Martha Stewart in the Sports Illustrated.
Oh,
I noticed at least three or four pictures
show
her feet. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I remember Marley one time complimented me and she said, you have the youngest feet for anyone your age I've ever met.
Your feet are fingers.
Right, but I was just like, there's a compliment, and I'm going to just take it. But anyway.
Well, I might have to go to Ben Affleck WikiFeet.
Oh, it was just
to see if he...
I'm telling you, it was a long camera shot on his feet, and he's got...
Oh, yeah, it's like top... It's like top, the first four pictures.
I get it's so long. The scene is so long with him in it. But I give that movie A++.
Now I'm looking at his feet.
Yeah, and you're...
I don't know that I see hot dog buns,
I don't
you?
See anything wrong with those.
Yeah.
What were you going to say about my boys?
That they were excited for us to see this movie, you know, because they liked it so much.
We liked it.
Just the whole story and knowing the story and all of that. And then, you know, J-Lo had a good weekend. Mother was in the
top
on Netflix. Yeah, people were loving her movie where she plays like a train killer having to save her strange daughter in Alaska. And she's like Priyanka Chopra. She's believable as someone who can kick butt.
Yeah, I saw it did better than The Glass Onion and that murder mystery too.
Whatever. Yeah, I definitely want to watch that. And then he had a movie open on theaters that it's that Rodriguez, the guy, the director of Spy Kids. He directed Ben Affleck in this movie called Hypnotic. It's dead on arrival. It made like $2 million this weekend. Yeah.
And Book Club did pretty well.
It did.
Book Club the next
made like
chapter.
$7 million.
And those ladies are going to be on Watch What Happens Live tonight with Andy Cohen. Again.
All four of them?
Just three.
Okay, because Diane Keaton is so uncomfortable.
Well, let me just see the three that are on. Okay, you're so funny.
No, she's so uncomfortable. On The View last week, she was like...
She's not going
to
be on.
Yeah, she can't handle it because she wants to drink and then she just... Like, the ladies on The View, like... She was like, this is so awkward. I hate every minute of being here. She like said stuff like that.
Okay, so you two, do you know that Paisley Park is bringing back the annual Music Day?
The celebration?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Lori and I have been there together.
I know you have, but do you guys, would you go this year? I mean,
I wish I was going to be in town.
It's June 8th through, it's 8th through 11th. No, you aren't.
Yeah, both of us. I got a soccer thing. But I think I read that Chuck D from Public Enemy will be there. Dougie Fresh is going to be there.
The Steel, Sound of Blackness, Chaka Khan.
I've been almost every year.
Day. Yeah, Rocco, you've
You've gone almost every year.
So. And it is great. It's pretty pricey.
It's $572.
You have to be a super fan to want to go.
You do.
But every time I've gone, I've seen a concert film that blew my mind. Mm-hmm. I saw an interview with somebody that, you know, I learned a lot from.
Right.
If you're a super Prince fan, like Lori's brother, I mean, it's a great thing. It's a pricey thing.
It's a pricey thing, yeah.
The thing that sticks out in my mind, Rocco, of seeing, you know, anything that we saw when you go to that music celebration was seeing the final night of the Purple Rain tour. He was like in Miami.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was in Miami. And, you know, there's been no Prince concert footage. You know, don't see it. If you don't go to a show, you didn't see his stuff, and they showed it, and we were just blown away at how he was jumping off of these 8 foot, 9 foot, the way he was dancing.
I wonder why his hips hurt.
Yeah. Just, and then bouncing up, but just like bringing it, and it's so sexy. And you could just tell that he knew he had the world in his hand.
Yeah.
You know, it was Rocco and I are just like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they're sitting on so much great footage that they can't release just yet. But it's good stuff. Chaka Khan. It says Chaka Khan, Chuck D, and Dougie Fresh are going to be there, but it doesn't make it seem like they're going to play me. They're not under the category.
They're
going to
be on a panel
artists,
or something talking about it.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. If you're a Prince super fan, I'd check it out. Yeah.
I've never been to Paisley Park yet.
What?
I think I'm going to go do that.
Did you ever go back in the day to see him play or anything?
No.
Come on, you're like a Twin Cities celebrity. Could have been there hanging out with Robin Robinson or something.
Oh, no, Lori was.
No, I went out, Rocco. Okay. Julia went out in other states.
I had kids here. I couldn't go. You know, I had to be home and I had to be up in the morning.
Right.
And be fresh.
Right. Exactly. We know what you're saying. All right. Listen, Rocco, we got to get.
That's right.
Make way for the dirt. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for David and the team at First Equity Mortgage. And I talked to him today, and I think you did too. I'm like, are we getting a up-to-the-minute news mortgage? No. I got some community business with you ladies to talk about. But he is here, local, working to find the best situation. If you are going to be a first-time homeowner, or you're looking to refi, or you simply have got to get out from under credit card debt and can take advantage of equity, he's going to help you come up with a solution that you can work and live with.
Absolutely. And so smart. The team is so smart. The testimonials are so wonderful. And you know, everybody in our community, realtors, title companies, know that First Equity closes on time. It's going to make everyone's process that much less stressful and easy and get it done. Call First Equity. They're our local team. Or keyword David at My Talk.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right,
Rocco,
what do you have for us?
All right,
darling,
Rock Lassa.
There's a couple big stories in the news today. So we talked at the top of the hour that Jamie Foxx and his daughter are going to be hosting this new show, and that everything's great and everything, you know, he's fine. And remember how she said, no, don't, why are you bugging us? He's fine. We played pickleball the other day. Well, now Page Six is saying, no, he's still in a rehab facility. It's not like an alcohol rehab facility. It says it's the type of facility that specializes in stroke recovery, traumatic brain injury, spinal cord injury, and cancer rehabilitation.
Yeah, he had a stroke.
The first day, because when they described it is they got to him quickly with the treatment. That only matters in strokes, really. Or if, you know, but they would say if someone's having a heart attack, they got to, you know.
Well, but they all now, because of HIPAA, everything is called a medical complication, because people have the right to privacy, I guess. So.
And then everyone's saying, you know, the daughter comes out like last week, I can't believe how the media ran away with this. My dad is perfectly fine. We played pickleball last week, and I'm thinking.
And he's been out of the hospital for weeks, and we're like, wait a second, but just last week he Instagrammed supposedly from his hospital bed. He has the right to privacy, but I think he doesn't have, they're not in sync, the family and his team and whatever movie projects he has and whatever kind of insurance is going on. Because remember, production had to...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Stop. And they had 2 weeks left of filming.
And he was in Atlanta filming.
And now we have the right. And now we have the writer's strike. I mean, all this stuff. There's money at the bottom line, his health and privacy, and then money. And they're not managing it well.
And I feel like if we would look in Hollywood past when people have had, like, maybe even been dead.
Yeah.
Maybe even been dead.
We didn't even know.
We didn't know because people would manage it until it was the right time to release the information. That would kind of be a good vintage.
Yeah. Well, like when Sharon Stone had her stroke, no one knew a thing.
Right. You don't talk about it.
But
it was just weird that the daughter just kept saying,
well, because
really
when
the very first day, oh my gosh, you guys, pray for my dad.
But again, that's kind of like her age, and that's where you turn to be out loud, dear diary. Yeah. And so she blurted that out and let people know, you know, so they've been chasing it ever since.
Yeah.
I just hope he's going to be
okay.
Okay. Yeah. And I think there was a kernel of truth where, like, maybe there was something that happened and they were worried about a test or something. And it got, you know, how you play that game telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Rocco, did you ever play that?
Sure,
like Boy
right?
Scouts or anything? Mm-hmm. You tell by you, one person starts and by the second person, the story's changed. So I think that got run away with that. And then the daughter can't help herself. She goes outside of the.
Yeah.
She just tweets or Instagrams, you know, her thoughts and like, you know, she's my dad's been out of the hospital for weeks. And it's like, okay, this only happened to your dad a month ago. That's only 4 weeks
ago.
And
then throwing in the pickleball thing.
And then he just played pickleball yesterday was the added thing that everyone was like, oh boy, that doesn't sound right.
Right. And the news today then, because we know that Nick Cannon has taken in for sitting in for Beach Shazam. There's a new show that Fox is announcing that he and his daughter, is it Corinne, are going to host called We Are Family, which is kind of a musical mystery guessing
he
game.
He is a committed dad trying to give that girl a leg up, man.
He really has. Jeez,
but there, no one's going to be filming anything or writing anything or doing anything right now. So it's weird timing on that announcement.
It really is.
It makes no sense.
Now, the other kind of big story, Britney Spears and her husband Sam Asghari are kind of in the news today because I guess he went to Instagram to kind of rail on what he called the disgusting people using her as a money-making machine, I believe.
Based on tonight's...
Well, yeah, last week TMZ was previewing this, that their footage from their documentary...
Which is airing tonight.
Yeah, which is airing tonight, and it's called TMZ Investigate Britney Spears, The Price of Freedom. And the trailer I watched, everybody that was talking in it, like, they were... They seem to have part of keeping her in the... It seemed like it was a clickbait documentary, cheap knockoff version of Nightline.
100%.
You know? And I just thought, oh, this feels so gross, you know? I don't know. She's... Here's the thing, you know, with Britney. Imagine. I know it's hard for us sometimes to imagine, but imagine that you were Britney Spears and that for 13 years your family kept you down because you went through postpartum depression or whatever the hell was going on, and they put you in a years long forever conservatorship, got to order you medicated, got to say who you got to date, that you had to perform.
Took your money.
Took your money. I mean, and for 13 years. You know, I mean, that just seems like, so she's still getting used to all this, but she's just coming on her 1 year anniversary. Remember how happy she was a year ago? I don't know. I'm glad. I hope Sam is the good guy that this video made me think he was. And he's stood up for her before, but they kind of keep their Instagrams very separate. But I did notice that he put a cute picture of because TMZ doubled down today after Sam did this. You know, God, these people are still trying to make money off of Britney. And then he took it down. But then TMZ put out another story today that their marriage is in big, 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 big trouble.
Yeah, I saw that. It said, I mean, you know, take it for what. They said they're told Britney has gotten physical with Sam, screaming matches. We're also being told that things have gotten so volatile. Security has had to step in. Sam doesn't stay at home much anymore. So he was probably trying to get ahead of all this. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do think that he's, I mean, they've been together since 2016 and her friends and, you know, I mean, just remember their what a delight it was. Like, it was in June. They had like a surprise wedding and it was Madonna and Selena. I mean, it was a real eclectic.
Yeah, it was.
Donatella and everyone. It was Demi just Moore. At their house and I don't know. She seemed really happy and... Anyway, I think that those two, I think that Britney is, you know, I think she's just doing her best. And I think it's just been a lot for all of this to get recalibrate and make your peace with everything that's happened to you.
Yeah.
And it's only been a year and a half since she got out of that thing. I mean, she couldn't marry him or anything before without her dad's okay, right? Mm-hmm. Everything. So
where can we watch this tonight? Is it on
TMZ?
Yeah, it's like Fox.
Oh, it's on Fox, yeah. 8 Central.
I'm not even going to watch it because I just like, when even the trailer for it, I just thought, this all seems like it's all the same people who exploited her during her conservatorship that are weighing in on things. People that she's actually like suing. So I don't expect Britney to say anything about this. I think her good lawyer has just said, just avoid it.
Okay.
Say nothing.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, TMZ can be gross. I remember watching, I turned on Tubi and watched the TMZ Prince thing. And I, like, the very first clip was like seeing him dead at Paisley Park. And I'm like, I don't need to see this. Why did you do this, TMZ?
Oh, yeah. It's very, you know, like National Enquirer TV kind of at its worst, and the way you can stitch together all this stuff, it's like that was always, you know, that kind of contributed to, you know, Britney's frustration with being a famous person. Is didn't matter what she did, she was always being portrayed as something, you know.
Ugh.
So
I'm not interested.
So I like that he clapped back, even though her lawyer told him to take that down and put a nice picture of the two of them up instead. That's what he did.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Rocco.
No problem.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Sex Monday. All right, everybody. Learning RX, one of the big times that a lot of people look at going to Learning RX is over the summer months. It's one-on-one brain training. But it works. And if you've been, you know, a lot of kids... Tests have proven it. You know, people are struggling in reading and organization, and LearningRx knows how to treat that. The ReadRx study came out at the beginning of the month, and 3,500 struggling readers after 24 weeks of going through the LearningRx program, on average, gained 5 years in reading skills. Wow. That's unheard of. And also the how we hear from all the testimonials about how kids are thriving after they go to LearningRx. Confidence goes up, everything. Starts with a one-hour assessment. Go to LearningRxMN. I think there's a special going on through the end of the month for the one-hour assessment. And make sure you mention Lori and Julia. That's LearningRx.com/MN.
Okay, it's May, so it's not quite wedding season yet, right? June is really
it's starting.
The official.
No, May, it's starting.
It's starting. Yes. Okay, well, I just want to give everyone just a heads up, a reminder. Julia, I mean, you know, anyone can feel free to weigh in, but almost 1 in 5 couples break up when they move in together. It's such a stressful situation, merging, households when people
so do you
move
think people
together.
Should live together first or
no
are
no
you
it,
saying,
it just the process of moving
fact?
In yeah the process of moving wow. in and of itself is so stressful. I mean, you just experienced this. It was a very stressful
only because we were going from a huge house to this teeny teeny place. Yeah, that was hard,
but it still yeah. is the biggest thing. Moving in together is the number one reason for why people end up breaking up.
Stop.
1 in 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's surprising to me.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm.
New research shows that 1 in 5 couples split due to moving in together, with the stress causing a permanent relationship breakup for 17%.
Really? Do you think that's high, Rocco?
No, not at all. Because okay. it's like divorce, you know, 50-50.
Not that high anymore.
It isn't?
Mm-mm.
All right. Well. Anyway,
for it's people, not that high anymore. It's
people
not
can't
50,
afford
50,
it.
I guess.
No. People can't afford it.
Okay.
So that's gone down.
And yeah, 70% of people will argue moving in together. It's just inevitable.
Of course.
And the number one reason people disagree about what is disorganization.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you more organized? Why are you so disorganized? You know, like there's like...
Why have you been hanging onto the shirt for 30 years?
Yes, exactly. But whatever goes under that category is the number one spot. And then also trying to carry too much upsets people. You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh,
you're going to drop
back.
That.
We're
you're
going to
drop
on.
It. Yeah, yeah. Just, I'm giving you all
oh,
the...
this is so funny.
Just a heads up in case, because now people might be moving in. That's all normal and natural.
Of course.
You know, but... so just try and communicate honestly and openly. And when in doubt, promise OS.
There you go. Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay, now uh-huh. it finally got sexy there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I don't know about this. Have you guys heard about dry dating?
Dry dating.
Or do you have an idea
well,
of what
well,
dry dating?
Well, here's what I think.
I don't like dry and dating no, put together.
I think it should be sober dating.
Oh. Okay.
Is that what it means?
That's
yeah.
Or is it
yes.
more like
yeah.
dry humping?
No.
It's like only.
Radio?
It's like only. Dry January, dry dating, just sober dating.
Yes. Yes, Julia, that is it. Gen Z is going sober on first dates. They are leading the charge with this new way of thinking that 3 out of 4 Gen Z, they don't even prefer going out for drinks as a first date.
What do they do? I'd go play tennis. I'd go do an athletic thing.
Something else. Yeah, they're just not... yeah.
I'd go on a walk. I'd do mm-hmm. something like that. That's not... First of all, and I'm going to tell you why... It's expensive to buy drinks for people on a first date. And if you don't like them, drinks are $15 a pop
right,
these days.
Right.
And you could, that's, I know this.
You get this,
from people
Julia.
Who are younger and
yes.
some people that I might know that are like, oh my God,
people,
I spent so much money on that date.
Yeah. And with the like lockdown, then people did get used to going on a walk and
sure.
being able to do something else. That was really all you could do.
Right.
So the traditional thinking of meeting for a first date shifted from dinner and drinks
right.
to walking, trail walks, dog walks, biker, you
yeah.
know, anything outdoor activities. And then
it's just easier.
It's too. Just easier. And then it's daytime. And then no one has to
pick up the bill.
Well, well, I think more than anything is that no one has to, you know, have any kind of beer goggle on. You know, it allows you to. It allows you to
let me just
assess.
Ask you, are you,
yeah
I feel right? like you're 50-50 on this one.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts on this, I don't think I've ever gone on a dry date.
I know, that's
yeah.
what I was asking you.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is as foreign to me as probably
that's
my
mm-hmm.
way of dating would be foreign to a Gen Z. You
right.
know? But what can I say? There were such
one
things.
One night stands are out of vogue.
And there were things as, you know, $2. $2 beer nights.
And there were 75 cent pitchers yeah, of beer right. nights. I mean, it's a whole different thing. Things have just gotten a lot more expensive,
yeah.
I think, for first dates, if you don't really know
people
the person.
People, if they want to be mindful and intentional
yes.
in their dating, that's what they do.
Sure.
But I want a new name. I demand a new name.
I don't
name.
Like dry dating.
I don't either.
It's like dry docking yeah. or dry this thing.
Yeah, it's not even no. a good word.
Dry is a good word.
You think it is?
When the ground is dry versus wet, rain. I like it.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it,
right, but then not the
your
other
basement.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Thank you.
I don't even know
go
what
on.
We're talking about now.
I know. Okay. We're dry dating.
Yeah, that's it's happening and we love it.
Yeah, and I think it just depends on where you are in your life.
Yes.
What night of the week it is,
of
how
course.
You're feeling about this
yes.
person, if you've had a good connection ahead of time before you meet them, or
yes.
you don't know you're going in, you know, blind.
Yeah, right.
You just you schedule your drinking appropriately.
That's right. I like
to drink
that.
Or not to drink.
That's right. Now, do you believe in asking people sex questions as part of your like
interview process?
No, getting to know you at some point in the relationship. Do you recommend that people get in there and really like ask people
give us an example.
Like,
what would be one that
like
you would ask?
What's the best dirty dream that you want to have happen to you?
This isn't a first date thing.
No, I know it's not a first date
thing. And I think
thing.
It wouldn't be a dry thing either.
No, but it could be a...
I think that's something as your relationship goes on, because you kind of want to know what each other's fantasies are,
right,
where you
right.
stand on
okay.
certain sexual things. I feel like this is when you're in a relationship.
Yes, that's
that
when
start,
that comes out.
I think that would be kind of...
That's a very good pickup line, though, at a bar. If
what's
you're just
your
looking
best?
For something.
Say it again.
What's the best dirty dream you want to have make happen right now? Something like that.
Larry only goes out on fishing openers, deer openers.
I mean, Larry's getting drunk.
She's getting drunk
sex
and asking such and giving them cards that ask the sex question
yeah.
too, and then asking everyone in the restaurant, "We're all going to answer this sex question."
Oh my!
I was
God.
On the Best Girls Weekend with the sex cards.
Oh, they really did.
Chardonnay or today?
What was Chardonnay
the
go?
That's
was
the name of the game.
Of the game.
Marco. Chardonnay go. It's a card game.
It's a card game, but I made everything be booze quest. Whatever it said you had to do on the card, you had to do it. And people did all kinds of things. Like they did the hokey pokey.
Okay.
They straddled bar stools and talked sexy
she'd
to their
say,
neighbor.
If you want me to buy you a free drink, if you want to talk, if you want the privilege of talking to me, you got to do what this card says. Act it out.
Yeah, no, I did say if you're
she
gonna
did.
If you're gonna take this porn. This piece of erotica that's in my hand right now.
Stop. I can just hear it. Crying out loud. Oh, for crying out loud. It's funny what used to be so appropriate.
Oh,
when
Julia.
We grew up. I'm thinking of like when I was the Playboy writer.
Oh, we both were. That was a very good
this
cover
was the best,
assignment.
That was my best cover assignment.
Yeah. Rocco, we pretended we were in Vegas and we...
No, we were in Vegas.
We were in Vegas. That's right. We didn't have to pretend because we actually were in Vegas. But we were on assignment for Playboy magazine.
And wanted to know how people lost their virginities.
Yeah.
Everyone, oh, really? But everyone was willing to talk about that. It's not threatening and mm-hmm. everyone has a vivid memory.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was just a fun
the
way.
The best part was that, you know, at first people go, are you going to take notes? And we're like, Our handbags are recording.
Oh my God.
Was this before our show?
Oh yes,
I think it was before
my
our
gosh.
Show. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, this is before we invented the nipples.
Yeah.
This is between. I'm no longer married to husband number one or number two. I think I'm very, very single.
You were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rocco.
You guys are just going around interviewing people in Vegas.
It was
Vegas?
Just a funny conversation.
It was a fun
started.
Way.
It was a dare kind of thing.
It was also to you know, go up in the hotness, the VIP department,
right.
the velvet rope areas that are always around, but are waiting to be. You know,
okay, stop.
Spoken into.
Move on to the next one. I don't know where you're going with this, and I want you to just stop.
I'm just saying, you know, it was
stop.
It's one of the questions.
It was
questions.
Funny.
Yeah. So there, that's all I have.
Okay.
But if someone came up to you, Wacko,
and said, what's the best dirty dream?
In a bar.
You know, he would like it if he was single.
If you're single, yes.
After a few drinks. Some
opposite
older
of
ladies
dry
asking
dating.
Me questions.
Some older ladies. Now that's
yeah,
what
no,
are.
No, older.
No, older ladies. Not these two hot chicks come up to
I'll
me.
I'll be sure and pull my hat down nice and close and tight.
I'm wearing a scarf. How can you tell my age?
Oh, God.
Rocco. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Here is what's going on. Has anyone listened to more of the Joe Jonas album? Because, Rocco, remember we listened.
Right. Joe Jonas or Jonas Brothers?
No, the Jonas Brothers new one. Called the album.
Just the couple I listened on to your show, but you're right. We kind of liked it and kind of thought it was odd.
And they were, They were on Watch What Happens Live last night with Andy, and they were absolutely delightful.
They were all three of them. Darling, yes. And really talking about how the vibe of this album, they had started an album during COVID, but no one really loved it.
Yeah.
And so their producing partner, they just kind of all went back to the drawing board and really kind of have a Bee Gees vibe, kind of a 70s vibe. Yeah. Kind of a,
well, Rocco called that right away with that song you played, Miracle or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is so 70s. The vibe.
It's and there was the Waffle House song. Was
the
that
Joe Rock?
The Joe Rock. It was good.
Anyway, yeah, they were fun, and now I'm.
I want to go to the State Fair.
What,
and see them?
To see them,
I really do.
Yeah, I think they would be very, very fun. You're seeing them sort of too at a peak age.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
They're fun, and the Waffle House, that's why he had all these little waffles.
Yeah.
Because Andy asked them, who's the best singer, who's the best this, who's the best that.
It was amazing how much they all agreed on. They think like brothers.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. I mean, they all in sync.
Totally have a connection. Anyway, I was just curious if anyone listened to it. Did anyone watch Still, the Michael J. Fox documentary?
No, but I plan to.
Someone can call us if they watched it and let us know about it.
I watched him on CBS Sunday Morning, and it's getting very, very good reviews.
It's on Apple Plus. It came out Friday night. If anyone saw us, let us know. Willie Nelson was, he did the big 90th birthday bash at the Hollywood Bowl. Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be a documentary or something?
I'm still not getting that from but People Magazine talked to him about his 90th birthday, and he just said, quote, "I never thought I'd get here. And it's no surprise he believes performing is his fountain of youth."
Yeah.
And he says, "I get a lot of fun out of playing for an audience. There's a great energy exchange there, and that's what keeps me going." And remember, he's coming to Somerset.
Yes, he is.
The Outlaw.
Yeah. In July.
That would be fun to go see him.
And the tickets weren't outrageous.
No, you can sit in the lawn for like $35 plus fees. But Robert Plant's going to be there.
I know. I thought that would
Do you like that venue, Rocco? I've been to a couple shows there. Festival.
Yeah. It looks like there's reserved seating up front and then general admission in the back.
Right. Now, you're a festival goers, you two.
Sure.
How do you feel about general admission seating where you just sit on the lawn?
I'm just fine with that.
You are?
Yeah.
If you have a chair. Or do you just sit in the lawn?
I like what they do in New Orleans at the Jazz Fest, where the four big stages, they have a line that's from that line forward is standing room only, from that line back is chairs. So chairs don't clog up the dance floor at the front.
Oh, that's right. I don't think that's the situation here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to be close if I can.
I do too.
Well, being you short. And I are both short. Yeah,
short. I just can't. I hate not seeing. It's like, why go?
Yeah, so I don't mind the old GA.
The old general admission, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, Ticketmaster was doing that $25 thing this week.
Did anyone take advantage of it?
And this was one of them. But you're really only saving $10 on this one.
Oh, okay.
I was kind of hoping, because last year I did that $25 to see Haim at the Armory.
I bet that was a great show.
It was good. And then I was hoping that they would do the same, because Weezer's going to be there, and that's like $75. But it was not part of the deal.
It wasn't. I think Janet Jackson was. Madison Square Garden.
Did she?
I think two nights.
The Jonas Brothers went and they talked about it. She played 40 songs amazing. And said it was great.
Yeah. I'm
going to that as part of the My Talk thing.
To Janet?
Yeah.
The suite?
I'm the suite monitor.
If you need another helper, okay, let Julia you know. And I are available.
I thought you have Janet Jackson tickets.
Well, I do via Rocky. Rock, 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 rock.
Well, you're so
But I can always just buy a ticket.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can
always just buy a ticket and then
figure out what to do.
You can try to sneak into the suite because I am the monitor.
You're the monitor, so you can just add our name to the list. Thank you very much.
I'm looking for it. I mean, people are liking the show,
Christian,
right?
People are loving the show. Christian Siriano designed her wardrobe.
Okay.
And it is fun, and she seems to be reveling in she is celebrating. This is my 50th year, and they showed a clip of her when she was 5 years old with Carol Burnett welcoming her to her program.
Think of how long these people have been stars.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
I think it's very exciting. And so it's really vivacious, gorgeous, and the dancing, I mean, super exciting.
Oh, I think that would really be fun.
She just seems thrilled.
I know. I like that for her, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, what else do we know? What's happening tonight? The Kraken's playing.
The Kraken are playing.
I think the Twins might have a day off. It's beautiful out. We're going to have a gorgeous sunset.
Tonight we are?
Oh, yeah. Whenever the sun's out. Well, whenever the sun is out, by the way, we can see sunsets. All those cloudy, rainy days, we don't see them at all.
Right. No,
and
I know.
Sunsets, according to a study,
they're very calming.
Oh, I love facing, being able to see a sunset.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I move somewhere else again, how I would handle not seeing the sunsets.
Sunset, yeah.
Because the cabin, I can see the sunrise. Here, I see the sunset. But I just love the... It's a phenomenon that brings you joy.
Yes, it's so true.
It evokes emotion and brings you joy and takes away your stress. So don't forget to look up into the sky around 8:30 tonight.
Why? Oh, is it a sunset time?
I think so. I think so. 8:30, 8:45.
You sound like your mom right now. I think so.
I think so. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you all about cash stuffing.
Cash stuffing?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. It's a term.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I've danced a few times.
Strip club.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm familiar with cash stuffing.
All right, if I said, I'll just tell you right now. Do you know what cash stuffing is?
Is it what I've done, like at a Chippendale show?
No.
Oh,
that's what it might
that's
be.
That's thong stuffing.
Okay.
That's cash and thong stuffing.
Okay.
So this is a new study right now because of inflation and credit card rates. The Generation Z, which we aren't in, but yet we are. This is people that were born between 1965 and 1980. Budgeting is a big thing right now, you know, with just costs of everything. So they're cash stuffing, and instead of using credit cards, they're going back to a cash-based thing, and it's able to, you just put amount of cash in your drawer, that is it for the month.
Mm-hmm.
You stick with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of that. You have an envelope.
Yep, you have an envelope for your entertainment, your groceries, your clothes, everything, because...
Welcome to my world, darling.
I
started doing this during COVID.
Oh, I have
going
cash.
On all cash because I watched too many zombie stuff, and I thought for sure the cash machines were going down.
And I don't even have a debit card, an ATM card, but cash stuffing.
Cash stuffing. All right.
People are back. Cash is back.
Cash is
you got to just find the place that takes it. Have a good night. Thank you, Rocco, for filling in.